not going to pull any punches, and not just to your balls. It's really, really easy to do permanent damage to yourself or allow it to be done to you with CBT if you aren't careful. It may seem alluring to make yourself vulnerable to someone who styles herself a dominant woman who's completely without pity, but that's best saved for fantasy. I personally have no interest in playing with those who don't have an instinct for self-preservation, or worse, have a true self-destructive streak. Even with pain play like CBT and ball busting, I observe practices that make the experience as painful but as safe as possible. For example, I'll start with a tap rather than a punch, a prod well before a full-on kick. From there, we can build until a safe word is employed. I expect the same from anyone with whom I play, whether in the flesh or on the phone. So, how do you prepare for the before and after of ball busting? Beforehand, you should be in your right mind, first of all. I mentioned safe words above. You should be committed to using them yourself and avoid playing with anyone who says things like no limits, no mercy, or even no safe words. I know I said no kink shaming, but to me, that kind of thing isn't kink play. It's foolhardy self-destruction. You should also have some idea of your own limits. Explore a bit with self-stimulation and get familiar with what feels how. That way, if there are any boundaries, you know them and are able to communicate them ahead of time. Consider wearing protection. I know the employment of a nut cup may sound like it defeats the purpose, but believe me, you'll still get plenty of effect even with a bit of a barrier. With regard to aftercare, don't neglect the ice pack. A nice big bag of frozen peas works nicely too. An over-the-counter anti-inflammatory may not be a bad idea, and give yourself time to recover as well. On the phone, I'm more than happy to spend a few extra minutes just talking to you while you come down. It's your body and you can do what you want with it. But playing without limits can have some unintended consequences. Some of them are decidedly unfun. So, take care. I may act in a scene like I don't care about the fate of your balls, but I do. And so should you.